AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead from the devastating earthquake in Turkey is now at 20,000. Relief supplies are starting to arrive for people who desperately need it. Ken Crossley with the World Food Program says it's been very difficult.
One of our biggest challenges right now is not the transport, it's not the food, it's access. Some of the people hardest to reach are in places where there's ongoing conflict.
The search effort has shifted a bit, but some survivors are still being found in the rubble. The House voted to condemn China's balloon surveillance program. The vote was unanimous.
The yeas are 419, the nays are zero.
And members of Congress received classified briefings about China's aerial spy program.
Nobody wants spy balloons flying over whatever state it is, right? And we need to do more to address it.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan thinks the balloon should have been shot down before it flew over his state. And what if it had been a missile? Montana Senator Steve Daines concerned about what information the device might have picked up over his state.
Hovered over the most powerful weapons known to mankind, which are called intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Democrat Richard Blumenthal is also calling for a crackdown on China's spying.
Part of a effort to do not only surveillance, but disruption.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his young daughter took center stage at a huge military parade, fueling speculation she is being primed as a future leader of the country. Police say workers subdued a person with a gun at a Minnesota boat factory early today. Two shots were fired, but no one was seriously injured. His publicist says composer Burt Bacharach has died in Los Angeles of natural causes at 94. A Nevada company that recycles batteries for electric vehicles has won a $2 billion green energy loan from the Biden administration. This is AP News. Disney is creating sequels for three of its big movie hits. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
You are a toy.
Toy Story 5 is among the films that Disney has in the works. The first one came out in 1995, and the most recent one came out in 2019. A prequel, Lightyear, came out last year. Let it go. Anna and Elsa will be back for another Frozen movie. There have been two so far. Zootopia will get its first sequel. The original came out 6 years ago. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In India, Valentine's Day this year will also be Hug a Cow Day. It's a way to better promote Hindu values. The Animal Welfare Board of India says hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness. Devout Hindus who worship cows as holy say the Western holidays, including Valentine's Day, go against traditional Indian values. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.